Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's NFL Wednesday. We're talking NFL. At what point do we start feeling bad for the 49ers? Because Fred Warner got sideways foot. And, like, of all the injuries that they have had, like before the Niners played on Sunday, and you know all their injuries, and you know their history of injuries over the years, I mean, you would have laughed if I would have said, oh, you know what's probably going to happen now? Fred Warner's foot's going to point sideways. You know, that's just the Niners' luck. And you'd be like, oh, come on, that can't, you know, that's not going to, come on. Well, that's what happened. You can't make this stuff up. It's unbelievable. The worst possible guy to get hurt for the Niners, besides Kyle Shanahan taking one to the head on the sideline, is Fred Warner. And now he's out for the season. At what point do we start to feel bad for these guys? Like, I know that there's probably some Seahawks fans listening, their rivals, or who cares about the Niners? Okay, I get that. But my God, I've never seen a team so snake-bit in my life.
Man, they've got an embarrassment of riches, though, for so long. And yeah, sometimes they're hurt. More years seems like than not, the big play guys are hurt. It's the style of football they play, man. Like, it is what it is. And I'm not saying this year they're getting hurt because they're like putting all their offensive guys at risk. But when it's a high powered offense, when you've seen Kittle, Ayuk, and Debo Samuel leading up to this year, McCaffrey just literally being your go to guys, and one's, you know, having to do the physical fighting, the next guy, it's Kittle having to do the physical. Like, you can't do this year after year after year. It's just going to catch up with you.
How long before, well, it's already caught up with them. Everybody's hurt. How long before McCaffrey's hurt?
2 weeks.
Yeah, seriously.
And he missed what, a few weeks last year or the year before? They were down to Garendo by the end of the season. Like, this is, again, the story of the San Francisco 49ers. I just feel like I've heard this tale before.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I kind of do feel bad for them. I'm kind of rooting for them. Like, I think it's awesome that they are. I think they're 4-2, right? They did lose to the Bucs.
Yes, they are still 4-2 with McCorkle Jones under center.
They're 3-0 in the division. Yeah. I mean, good for them.
No, they're not. They're good not against them. The wall yet.
Because the Ravens, you know, look, we all thought the Ravens were the best team in the NFL, and they've been hit probably even harder with the injury bug, although you could argue that it's about the same. And they lost Lamar Jackson. The Niners lost Brock Purdy. The Niners are 4-2. Why are the freaking Ravens 1-5?
Because the Niners are better coached. I think that
clearly.
The organization is just a much
smarter. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like I kind of root for teams like that can weather that storm. I mean, we've talked about this before, but Football Outsiders, I read their almanac every year, and one of their big philosophies is they would much rather have, and it has been proven over time, when you build out an NFL roster, it is more about depth than it is about stars. And that's because it's because of things like what's happening to Baltimore, what's happening to San Francisco. Baltimore's 1-5. I'm sorry, there's still no excuse for them to be 1-5 and look as bad as they do, even with all the injuries. And I get it, they've been banged up. But I don't know, John Harbaugh, there's something weird going on there. But not with Kyle Shanahan. They just keep eking them out.
It's kind of the way that Belichick always got it done, right? Like, everybody hated him, but like the guys that he would bring in, the depth that he would, you know, impress on his team upon every single year, like that was very important to his philosophy. And it's obvious that Kyle Shanahan thinks in a similar way.
Well, it's awesome too to watch them, like, even with backups, they're just well-coached backups. Like, it's the same system, it's the same style. And Robert Saleh, you know, Robert Saleh is one of the best defensive coaches in this league, and he's back in that defensive coordinator role there with the Niners, and they're nasty, even with all the injuries. So I kind of do feel bad for the Niners. And okay, I did bet on them to win the division. So
is that why you feel bad? I got you now.
Well, I'm just happy that they're 4-2. Cowboys lose to the Panthers. Boy, I could have run for 100 yards on the Cowboys on Sunday, I think.
Well, hey, man, don't take away from Rico Dowdle. I like Rico Dowdle. Like, not only is he a fantasy, like, juggernaut, but he looks really good. I heard Raheem Morris saying Bijan Robinson's the best overall player in the NFL after his performance for the Falcons, but I would say Rico Dowdle.
What?
Yeah.
You're calling Rico Dowdle the best player in the NFL?
No, I'm saying he would, whatever, the word.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
He would put
You're doing
him
great.
Yeah, thanks. He put him up against the performance that Bijan had this weekend. Rival.
Oh,
that's what
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, no, what do you have, like 200 and some?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 176 to like 180. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
And he's a former Cowboy.
Yeah.
But wasn't Jerry the one that said when they traded Micah, one of the things that they cited as a reason was to shore up the run defense?
Well,
nice,
yes, that
nice
was,
Jerry.
They said that trade was going to pay dividends, right?
Well, that's what he said, because they got Clark, and Clark sucks now.
Oh, man.
And they can't stop the run. I swear to God, I think I could have carried for, you know, I could have got 25 yards on him last Sunday.
Hey, Panthers are 3-3, man, surprisingly.
Yeah, they're playing the Jets.
So they're going to be 4-3.
Yeah,
all right.
Do you have any faith that the Panthers win as a favorite? No, I don't.
What are they favored by?
Oh, it's like 1.5.
I was going to say, did they have like a field goal? Like, oh, my God.
Dude.
That's crazy.
Like, that's the worst possible game for the Panthers.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you've kind of got a little momentum. You beat Dallas. Like you said, you're 3-3. You're feeling pretty good about yourself. Then you're like, Jets? That's the worst team I've ever seen. Loss.
And I'm still going to bet it. I'm still going to bet the Panthers to cover, man.
I'm taking the Jets, dudes.
All right. Well, we'll see who wins.
Well, maybe not.
Week,
I don't
bitch.
Know if I have the balls to do that.
Oh, come on. And when's the last time you put money on the Jets, actually?
I bet them against Denver. I did. That line was way too high. Going over
it was.
So Denver was coming off the Philly game,
mm-hmm.
coming off riding high. Then they got to go all the way over to London and play the stupid Jets. That, you know, that game was going to be close.
Yeah.
It's the NFL. That's why I think the Jets beat the Panthers. I do.
Mm, okay.
That's how that stupid league works.
Parody's a good thing, man.
Oh, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Patriots, are they back? Now, if you redrafted last year's quarterback class, do we have a new number one? So Caleb Williams, one. Jaden Daniels, two. Drake May, four. Or whatever it was. Four or five, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Something
like that. May go number one if we redraft today?
Well, I think that's obvious.
Is it?
I mean, he looks...
Daniels just went to the NFC title game.
I know, but at least if you're talking about like, hey, this is a what have you done for me lately league, and if you're talking about the first few games of this season, I mean, I'm not saying he is Josh Allen, but Drake May has Uh-oh. That big body type like Josh Allen.
People are loving Drake May to Josh Allen comparisons.
Yeah, they
People are.
People are
saying.
I was pretty low on Josh Allen when he came out of Wyoming. I think Suk was actually talking about it last week or the week before, that like nobody really predicted that Josh Allen was going to be what he is. And I don't know, maybe that that caused people to maybe undersell Drake May a little bit just because of the similar body type and skill set. But man, he can run a little bit. He actually looks like a leader out there. And
he looks good.
Vrabel.
I know. There's Vrabes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, if you said you have to take a quarterback from last year's draft class to be your team's starter, I think I might take Drake May. Although that's a really tough call with Jaden Daniels. But I like what I'm seeing out of May. You also have Nix, you know, Bo Nix.
He wouldn't go over either of those guys, but yes.
You have Penix.
I mean, he...
And Caleb, you know, Caleb's...
I still don't know what Michael Penix is, man. He was benched, what, 2-3 weeks ago because they didn't think he could do it. Kirk Cousins had to come in. Like, now they look good again. But I think that's maybe more because Bijan Robinson is setting up the ability to pass for the Falcons, right?
I don't know. I haven't watched enough Penix. But I will say last year when I saw him, I haven't watched enough of him this year. Last year, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, rookie. Like, Bo Nix, you know, Nix is interesting. He's gotten a lot better. But, I don't know. I don't trust him against good defenses, good teams. I mean, they beat Philly, but not a lot of that was Nix.
No.
I mean, he's kind of one of those quarterbacks now where it's like, just don't get in your own way, okay? Run the offense, run the ball, make the throws that you need to make, and get out of it. It's not, you know, he's not a superstar.
Well, no, and now the NFL has tape on him. So sports are leagues of adjustment, right? Like, you saw what he could do in his rookie season. He was owning defenses because they hadn't really seen what he could do. Now they've got a record on him, so they can shut some stuff down. It's literally, at this point, it's coordinator v. coordinator.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.